biggest foreign listing in the history of the US stock market this week went to a company that makes memory. It's Friday, July 10th, and that single fact is the whole week. SK Hynix raised $26.5 billion on NASDAQ, priced at $149 a share, more than seven times oversubscribed. The record it broke had stood since Alibaba in 2014. The company that broke it makes the high-bandwidth memory that sits next to NVIDIA's chips and feeds them, roughly 58% of the world's supply. Starve a GPU of it, and the GPU idles. Capable models turned cheap this fortnight, and the value they shed drained into the scarcest thing beside them. The public market just paid a record to own it. If you're building, watch where the money pools. The model is $1 a million tokens. The memory to serve it just got crowned, and the power to run it is 4 years deep in a queue. Washington read it the same way. The Commerce Secretary is pressing SK Hynix and Samsung to build fabs on U.S. soil, and the proceeds are already earmarked for capacity in Korea. Micron has floated $250 billion in planned U.S. manufacturing. The same week, SK Hynix and a startup called TetraMem showed a research chip that does the math inside the memory itself, a hedge toward a world where the memory is the computer. On the model side, Anthropic published a working sketch of Claude's internal reasoning, a global workspace it can read and even edit, changing an answer by swapping one internal concept. It's careful about the limits, less than a tenth of what's happening inside, and not a claim about consciousness. It's the kind of instrument auditing agents will need. To the tape. We hold Micron long. The SK Hynix listing is the loudest confirmation yet that memory is the scarce, repricing input, and Micron is the cleanest US-listed way to own it. We add SK Hynix as a watch now that it has a US ticker, and we hold the NVIDIA watch, where the best-priced part of an NVIDIA system is increasingly the memory NVIDIA has to buy. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call: within 6 months, a hyperscaler or a frontier lab names memory, not GPUs and not power, as the specific bottleneck that slipped a build-out on the record. What proves us wrong is two quarters with memory, still an unnamed input. Watch the earnings calls.